Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
An old guy had serious hearing problems. His doctor referred him to a specialist who fit him for hearing aids, which required a second mortgage, but it was worth it. He could hear everything. A month later, he returned to the specialist, who was very pleased. "Your hearing is perfect," he said. "Your family must be so pleased." The gentleman replied, "Oh, I haven't told them yet. I just sit around listening to the interesting conversations. I've changed my will 9 times. Reminds me of Chuck, who told his neighbor, "I just bought a hearing aid. $4,000, but I can hear everything." "That's great," answered his neighbor. "What kind is it?" Chuck looked at his watch and said, 10:30. Did you get the joke? Did you hear the joke? One more. Zach was 82 and single. He was experiencing shortness of breath, so he went to the doc for a physical. A few days later, the doc saw Zach strolling down the street hand in hand with a beautiful gal. The doctor said, "Zach, you sure look better." Zach said, "Just doing what you told me to do, doc. I got myself a girlfriend." "That's what you said, right? Get a hot mama and be cheerful." The doctor said, "I didn't say that. I said you've got a heart murmur. Be careful." How's your hearing? If you were to ask my wife about my hearing, she might say something like, "His hearing is pretty good, but his listener often malfunctions." Can you relate? James 1:19 says we should be quick to hear and slow to speak. Too often I'm slow to hear and quick to speak. Sometimes when I seem to be listening, I'm actually thinking, "Enough about you. Let's talk about me." To complicate things, we live in an era where we would sooner show people out the door than hear them out. In fact, the only discourse many have comes in dissing others, writing them off. Has there ever been an era where we've said more and listened less? Take social media. Please take it. I've had about enough. Bold opinions are expressed on every front. Politics, education options, you name it. My daughter and I found ourselves disagreeing on a few such matters. Of course, I was right. I set out to prove my points persuasively, and I was brilliant. And I about lost my daughter. Besides God's grace, two things saved our relationship. First, my friend Ben. On his desk is this, "Assume you're wrong." Say what? Have the humility to admit that in each disagreement you will have things to learn. Listen respectfully to those with whom you disagree. You'll surprise yourself, amaze them, and find that this is how we grow and build. Sometimes they'll even return the favor. The second help was a pesky Bible verse that ruined my deliciously unpleasant plans. Proverbs 20 outlines 7 things God detests. Things like a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and the 7th, one who sows discord in a family. "Is that you?" a still small voice asked. Next, Romans 12 got downright intrusive. "Love each other with genuine affection," it said. "Take delight in honoring each other. Live in harmony with each other." "Yeah, but I'm right." "Love each other." "Yeah, but she's got bad information in there somewhere." "Honor each other." "Yeah, but I'm the dad." "Live in harmony with each other. And let the yabbits run in the forest." Yabbits? I'm happy to report that Rachel was quick to forgive me and that we've discovered something remarkable. You can disagree and still love each other like the Dickens. You can listen to conversations without changing the will. So I'm working on listening. Just the other day, my wife said, "You need to listen to me," or I think that's what she said. It was something like that. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.